Hello and welcome back to the Magic Kathy Show. I was not expecting to speak to you before the Great Conjunction just yet, but something really dawned on me, or I realized that I need to share. And I've been talking about that before on Instagram specifically, but also on here, because this quote from Gene Key 22 has been really sitting with me on so many levels. And I feel like it's very relevant to what we witness in the world right now, what you might witness on a personal level, and even relative to the Great Conjunction that we have. And it's the quote that suffering is grace. Suffering is love. And especially because I've been really in this tower moment, you know, the beginning of the week, which I'm now moving out of with so much understanding, clarity, realization, and honestly gratitude, it's been wild. Like, the level of shifting inside of me relative to my situation, which I will actually talk about it, because it's very relevant to what I've been through the last 2 years and why I've been hiding more, and you know, relative to my health and all of the things. It's been so hard, and many of you know that, obviously, have checked in on me, and I'm really grateful for that too. And you know, as someone who does this work and has the awareness of so many things, can guide other people, but then also being a left ankle cross and needing to go through shit myself in order to understand a lot of things and get some clarity here. But there was this blind spot always in my life, which was relative to my eating disorder and why it is so hard for me to break out of that pattern or let go of it, why it's still such a safety blanket for me sometimes, and yeah, why I can see and observe all of the mechanics of it, but I'm still not able to move myself out of it, right? Because, yeah, it was just still giving me something, apparently, that I didn't even understand myself. And that's sometimes really hard when we know what we need to let go of, but we just don't know how to do it, right? I mean, we know practically, but something is holding us back and we can't really explain. And, you know, I've been in a hospital in the emergency section here in Dubai, literally the same hospital for 4 times now. The fourth time was last Sunday. And every time they keep telling me the same fucking thing, I'm grateful for them. You know, every time they do the same procedure with me, all the blood work, and keep telling me that it's protein deficiency and I need to eat more protein. Now, the first few times that happened, I was very much like, okay, maybe that's true, you know, maybe I am protein deficient, but I'm like, my diet is really like, I make sure I eat protein with like everything, like I shake, like I have protein, I'm like a protein hoarder at this point, so much protein powder, even from, you know, when I was in my fitness and bodybuilding phase and everything, like protein powder, there's no way I've never have protein powder around me and use it, right? So I never really understood that, but when I did the research about what's really going on with that protein situation, it's more that the osmotic pressure in my cells got out of balance, and that's why the protein is not metabolized in the correct way. And so it's like not in the cells and it's free flowing in the body. And somehow that causes the water retention and edema that then led me to go into the hospital, because it was just like not something that I really understood how to take care of anymore and increased. And it's usually always somehow related to me traveling or having an injury on my leg. So I was like, okay, there's always an injury on my leg that causes the swelling, that causes the inflammation, that causes the water retention and the osmotic pressure going out of whack. And then usually I have some sort of flight situation going on and flying in and out of Dubai. It's such a weird, like, literally, I could see the pattern, and because it happened 4 times in a row, like, not in a row, but in November 2022, right, around the eclipse season, then April, 2023 eclipse season. Thank God not the eclipse season last October, but my dad was in the hospital at that time. But in August, around the 8-8 Lions portal, when I just got back to Dubai, and now again, eclipses again. And so I was like, okay, what is this all about? I really tried to solve this mystery puzzle and was ready to give up. And maybe I'm really just sharing that because maybe you are in some sort of situation that you feel like it's repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. And it's so obvious how it's repeating, but you still can't crack the code, right? And I think that's the greatest level of suffering we can encounter, where we literally see there is a pattern here, yes, but am I too dumb? Am I too blind? Like, what's the thing? It must be so obvious, right? And so I was sitting with myself really desperate and like angry and just upset and like ready to give up. I was just like, what is ruling my life right now, even with this situation in Dubai? It was wild when at the same time I was in the hospital because of too much water in my body. Fucking Dubai got flooded, right? And I was like, okay, I guess water is really like trying to tell me something here. And then I was like, okay, emotions and all the things. But at the end of the day, what it really boils down to was really simple. And I think that's the message here too. Sometimes you overcomplicate our healing journey, or I want to say just what needs to get done to get to the next level, right? Because then I was sitting with myself, I'm invited to a family constellation. I thought, you know, maybe I could go to an Ayurvedic doctor, or I could do this and this and this and this. And I was like, you know what? Why do I make it so complicated here? The thing that needs to be done is actually very simple in my case. And I'm pretty sure it's very simple in your case too, because I think the mind is overcomplicating everything. But spirit is very straightforward. It's not even that hard. It's not even causing you too much effort to break out of that pattern. It's not a mystery you need to solve. You know, if it's an abusive relationship you're in, or you just need to post that finally on Instagram to get out of the wood and let people know, you know, the gifts that you have to share or the content you need to create. I think we overcomplicate it, so we have an excuse not to do the thing that just needs to be done, which in my case is just gain fucking a few more kilos, right? So we have a stronger foundation, so the smallest things don't get your body out of balance so quickly. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I don't need a sound healer for that. I don't need, you know, an Ayurvedic doctor with like medicine. Of course, all of the things can help, but at the end of the day, it's really just this internal, I'm just going to do this now. I'm not afraid of it any longer. And that's why I feel it's very much related to this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which in my case is my sixth, fifth house, depending on the house system. So health, right? Body. So I'm like, it's pretty clear. If they keep telling me I need to eat more protein, well, the message might be I in general need more substance because it's, you know, I need more weight on me, basically. Right? And that's completely in my control. And so if you feel stuck, well, I still don't know how to show up on Instagram or how to be of service, how to get out of my 9-to-5 or how to whatever, quit the fucking job and start sharing, right? Collaborating. Like, you know, I want to attract the right partner. Well, you know, make sure that your actions align with what your heart really wants and don't settle for less anymore. Like, it's all of these things where we feel like we need more healing. And one of my good friends, actually, she reminded me of that. And she has Jinki 55 very strong, which is a lot about being in the moment, right? This entire, like, you need to heal and clear and whatever more. It has its time and place. But at some point, it can be this, I almost want to say, distraction from finally moving on from the healing and doing the damn fucking thing, right? It's like we are healing in order to create a breakthrough when the breakthrough was here all along. And we keep telling, no, it's still coming. Still coming. Still coming. And so this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, I feel like, makes it really clear to us that it's already done. The breakthrough is already here. But are you ready to accept it and to live it, really? Right? Or are you still telling yourself that you need to clear more and heal more? Which basically means that you keep telling yourself that you're flawed, that you're, you know, not ready. Maybe you don't have to be ready. You just have to be fucking courageous. And, you know, I'm like saying this because it's true for me too. I'm speaking to myself in the very same way. It's like, come on, you just said, I mean, it's literally the only thing you got to do now. And with all of the energies that are going on, it's been really clear to all of us what it is that we need to do. And so going back to why I wanted to start this episode, suffering is grace, right? So while I was, crying my eyes out, basically, because I was so, I mean, I was in fucking pain. I was, you know, I was just ready to just resign and be like, I can't do this anymore. I really am afraid that I will be in the fucking same situation for the fifth time. And it's embarrassing. It's like, I feel like a broken record even to myself. I don't even want to speak about this whole situation any longer, you know? And so I was laying in bed trying to sleep away and escape. But then, you know, I heard this voice in a way, my higher self, spirit, however you want to say that. And while I was crying, I felt how it's also spirit crying. And it makes me really emotional because it's like this. I felt how much that universal life force mother energy cried and was sad and was sorry, almost, that it has to bring me into so much suffering again. And in that pain. And my heart like bursted open when I felt that. I'm like, fuck. This pain that I'm feeling, it's not just me that feels that pain. The divine is feeling that pain too. Because of the way I treated myself. Right? And the way I didn't understand that all this pain and the situation again was for me to finally break out of it, you know? It's like spirit is not giving up, showing me, bringing me even into the same situation again, over and over and over again, until I finally break through, right? That's why I keep saying, even to my clients, you can't miss the universe. You really can't. Like, you can't miss what's meant to you. So in my soul's design, you can say, I created this storyline, you want to say, of me being in that hospital and breaking out of those destructive patterns, right? And I had three situations already where I could have already had the breakthrough, right? But somehow I slipped back. Because I slipped back, I ended up in the situation again. Because it's somehow in my soul record, you can say, that this would be the storyline. And so I realized that and I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. So it's actually, you know, I can end up in that hospital again, right? If I slip back again. It's the same thing with, you know, if you have created in your soul contract a learning experience relative to a specific pattern in a relationship and you keep ending up over and over again and someone cheating on you and someone cheating on you and someone cheating on you, it's like, why is this always happening to me, right? And it's really because there's some learning experience that comes from that deep pain. That's why it's suffering is grace, because it's actually created out of love, because it wants you to wake up, right? And sometimes we need this intense pain, intense suffering, to wake up, to finally be like, I'm done with that, no more. I don't ever, like, the fear and the pain and that oh my gosh, if this ever happens again, that's the worst, is greater at some point than you flipping back. And that's what I felt. I'm like, it makes so much sense that I needed to be brought back into the situation again. How else would I have been, you know, finally having the breakthrough? And so, you know, a lot of the work that I do even in sessions is always telling you and showing you how your pain, your trauma, your suffering, all of that is actually the universe speaking to you. And I think that's why I love this quote so much, suffering is grace, even in my own life. It's like I'm very inspired in a way to see why or what the teaching is in the suffering. I've always been like, what is there in this darkness? What is there on the other side? What's the deeper meaning here? Because I always believe in the things that like everything is created out of love, you know, everything. And so we have to ask in every situation, where's the grace here in this suffering? Right? And that's our breakthrough. And I wanted to share that too, because we will encounter a lot of suffering and a lot of things as the aftermath of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. It's a really big deal. And we have encountered a lot of suffering since 2020, and, you know, both is connected, both events astrologically. And so even this week, you know, with Dubai being flooded and a lot of people losing their homes, small businesses losing their businesses and things like that. And then obviously what's going on in the world and all of the things. And you really have to see, like, where's the grace? Where's the love in all of that suffering? It's a clearing that needs to happen. It's teaching all people involved something, right? So for Dubai, it might be, you know, take care of your infrastructure, because in the future there, you know, things need to be better in check. But then it's also like the unpredictability of nature. You can't control it. And, you know, but then at the same time, the beautiful thing that I've witnessed being here while the flood and everything was happening was how much support and community is here, how people helped each other, how optimistic they still were, how they created something out of the suffering and out of the darkness almost. It was beautiful to see, you know, how heartfelt everyone was checking in on each other and supportive they were. And that's something I think that we forget sometimes, especially, you know, in a city like Dubai where everything is so fast-paced and you know, like very much like future-oriented, and it was really much like centering everyone in the moment. And, you know, it's okay if delivery services are not working for a day or two. It's okay, like, we will survive, you know, because you can tend to rely on that here. And then, yeah, with everything else going on, I mean, I'm not sure what's going on in your life, where you might encounter these patterns and you feel like someone is poking at you, or like, you know, spirit is making a joke out of you, because you always end up in the same situation. Sometimes that means that we are ready to give up. We are ready to throw in the towel and be like, I'm done solving this mystery puzzle. But sometimes it's actually not that difficult, but we don't want to hear that clear answer. And so there is still a lot of clearing that is going to happen with this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Jupiter makes everything bigger, like way bigger. It's like a magnifying glass, right? It can bring in blessings, right, too, if you're willing to break through and willing to use that Uranian, energy to really reconnect with your soul and break out of these destructive patterns and limitations that you might have. So I wanted to share that to let you know that there's always love in what you encounter. You're not here to suffer. You're here to learn, expand, and grow. And if you're not doing that in some area, then you might encounter suffering. But as an act of love and as a wake-up call, essentially, And sometimes we might be terrified, we feel anxious, we feel the tension, right? The tension that's also really, really being seen in the collective too, you know, where we have so much resistance and tension and, yeah, it just doesn't work, you know? That's what causes the greatest suffering, and we resist our evolution, right? So I wanted to share that, and I'm really curious to see if that helps you. Maybe you have Jinki 22 as well. It's been really humbling, but in a way, it's been really beautiful because it made my connection to spirit even stronger. And I didn't even think that was possible, you know, anymore after those last 2 years with, like, again, that pattern. I'm like, come on, I'm done. Like, why? But I think I got the message now. I pray, I swear. Like, keep reminding me, guys. I mean, I'm not going to flip back away. Like, no, I'm like, I'm so done with this now. Like, I don't want to be a broken record with this whole thing for the rest of my life. I really don't need more clearing, healing. I've analyzed and looked at it from so many different levels. Now it's really just about taking the action. And, you know, in my case, it's this whole situation with just, like, gaining fucking weight. It's not a big deal, right? And in your case, it might be just show up on Instagram, just create the content, just let the world know what you are here to do. Or, you know, finally, don't settle for less in relationships, right? It's, you know, sometimes you really have to be a bit more rational here and don't make it such an emotional thing. It is, of course, right? So there's always the balance, but don't keep telling yourself that you need more healing and clearing. You're perfect the way you are. Just have to be courageous, as I said. And again, honestly, like in my case, it's not even that scary. Like, it's weird. When you finally do the thing, it's like, fuck, actually, why was I so afraid? It's not even scary. So, well, that being said, if you need a pep talk or a kick in the booty, you know where you can find me and we can look at your pattern in a breakthrough session. I've had already so much amazing feedback from the Eclipse birthdays, people having breakthroughs everywhere. I love it. I share that on Instagram if you're curious. And if you would like to have your own breakthrough session or going through a lot with, you know, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction or anything else in your life, Magic Kathy Official is my Instagram. You can reach out to me or info@abracadabrababy.de. I also want to let you know that Lisa and I are doing the free circle again for the full moon in Scorpio, which is on Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on your time zone. So you can sign up at the link down below in the show notes. It's completely free, but has limited spots because we want to make it a beautiful, sweet gathering. And so first come, first serve. And yeah, I hope to see you there and share what you're going through after this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, but then also in general with the eclipses and everything that's going on. It's been a wild roller coaster, but yeah, I hope that we all have the blessings and the breakthroughs and the support that we need. I don't even hope that. I know we will have when we drop the resistance. Remember who we are, be courageous, and finally do the damn thing that spirit wants us to do, that our higher self is asking us to do, and then the world is in order and harmony. So, all that being said, I'm excited to hear from you. Spread the word for this episode, as always. It means the world to me. And then step in your magic.